And welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence among us today, all of you in person and all of you joining us online. I want to thank all of you for your thoughts and prayers for me as I've been recovering from foot surgery, for checking in on me, for your cards. They all meant so much. I'm doing just fine. If you can pray that I don't push myself too hard and overdo it, those are my biggest concerns right now. A couple of announcements. Lutheran men are meeting tomorrow night at 6:30. Next Saturday, or I guess this coming Saturday, is VBS Day. We are really excited for Christmas in July. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you have someone who's interested in coming to VBS Day, the sign-up sheet is online. Contact me or Anna Clark Nelson for information. So next Sunday then will be VBS Sunday, where we're going to invite the kiddos back and we're going to ask them to sing a couple of the songs that they've learned, and it's going to actually be a very much a Christmas service because we'll be having Christmas in July. So feel free to wear red and green. I was thinking about inviting you to wear Christmas attire, but it's probably going to be too hot for some of those sweaters. So if you have lightweight Christmas gear or jewelry, whatever, wear it next Sunday. Also next Sunday, since it's the fifth Sunday, we are having a food drive for the Blessing Box. We have realized over the last year and a half that the need for food in our community is so great that it's more than just a couple of families can manage each month with the Blessing Box. And so we're asking the whole congregation to come together and help provide food for our Blessing Box. So next Sunday, you can bring Pop-Tarts, travel toiletries, snack-sized crackers or chips, and 8-ounce water bottles. We're going to gather all that and use that to help fill the Blessing Box and meet the need of hunger in our community. We have a couple of birthdays this week. Today is Sharon Everhart's birthday. Happy birthday. And Lori Conrad. No anniversaries this week, so let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today is also a very special Sunday because we are dedicating our new carillon. So sisters and brothers, today we give thanks to God and we seek God's blessing as we set apart the carillon for the glory and praise of God. And I forgot the prayer shawls. Let me just back up a minute here. We have a couple of prayer shawls, one for Bruce Hayes, who is Dottie's boss man and friend at Hayes Jewelers. He is having surgery this week. And for Lisa Hedrick Sham, who is the daughter of a dear friend of Paula Hedrick, Tony Chapman, and she is undergoing treatment for brain cancer. So we have decided that we are going to start passing the prayer shawls around like we used to pre-COVID. So these will come around, and if you just want to offer a brief prayer and lay hands on the prayer shawl as it comes around. Sisters and brothers, today we give thanks to God and we seek God's blessing as we set apart the carillon for the glory and praise of God. You'll hear me use the word carillon, but here at Holly Grove, it's sort of become synonymous with chimes. Our chime system, the technical word is carillon. So the carillon is technically the system that will play the sound of the chimes. So over the course of many years and at many different places, recordings of church bells have been made and are all available to us on this system. So you'll hear these bells and these songs go through our speakers. For centuries, church bells have been used to call people to worship and to announce the beginning of a service. Church bells also ring out to express joy, to announce death, to invite people to pray, and to encourage the absent to join in the prayers of the church. Like these bells that we will hear, through the gift of her music, Etta Lee Conrad called us to worship for nearly 50 years here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. Etta Lee was a lifelong member here. She was baptized and confirmed here. It's where she met her husband, Carl. It's where they baptized and raised their children. And it is now where their bodies are laid to rest. Etta Lee began to play the organ for us here when she was in high school. And it's something that she continued to do faithfully for 47 years. She would spend hours every Saturday practicing for worship on Sundays. For most of those years, she would not accept a salary for her work. And when the council finally made her, she was not silent about her unhappiness about it. Many of you here were taught by Etta Lee in Sunday school, in children and youth choirs, in adult choirs, and handbell choir. Perhaps Etta Lee played for your wedding or for the funeral of one of your loved ones. However you knew Etta Lee, the truth is that all of us have been impacted by her legacy. We have all been touched in some way by Etta Lee's love for God and through the ways that she loved the Lord and served God and her church. Etta Lee was a faithful servant and offered her time and her gift to God and to the church that she loved. She not only played the organ and the piano Sunday after Sunday for nearly 5 decades, she helped the people of Holly Grove offer our worship and praise to God. Many months ago, Debbie reached out to me wondering what Etta Lee's family and we as a church could do to honor Etta Lee's memory. A new carillon was a dream that seemed too big to ask for. And yet we knew that we needed something big, something grand, to honor Etta Lee's 47 years of faithful service. In the course of just a few weeks, you all came together and contributed far more than we could have even asked for. You helped us raise enough money to get a newer, upgraded system that's very user-friendly and to get new speakers. Etta Lee's family has asked me to express to you their gratitude for your generosity. They have been deeply moved by the outpouring of your love and all of the grace that you have offered to help make this big and grand gift in memory of Etta Lee possible. You have come together to help our church offer thanksgiving for Etta Lee and for her 47 years of faithful service to Holly Grove Lutheran Church. Thank you. Now, a reading from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with a song. Know that the Lord is God, our Maker, to whom we belong. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. Enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving and the courts with praise. Give thanks and bless God's holy name. Good indeed is the Lord, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from age to age. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, creator of the universe, for you have enriched our lives with every good and perfect gift. You have commanded us to show your splendor to our children, and you have invited us to praise you with lives of love and justice and joy. Send your blessing on the carillon, which we dedicate and set apart today. May it faithfully call people to worship and proclaim to the world your presence. We give you thanks for the gift of your servant and our sister, Etta Lee. We are grateful that you gave her to us to know and to love and to be known and loved by her. We give you thanks for her gifts of music and all of the ways that she faithfully offered them to our congregation for so many years. May these bells, like Etta Lee, call your people to worship and to prayer. To you, O God, be all glory and honor through your Son, Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And so the first song that the carillons are going to play are going to be our prelude this morning. Unfortunately, we can't hear the system inside, so I invite you all to make your way outside to stand on the sidewalk. Leave the steps open for those who can't make their way down the step, but if you'll now help me gather outside to prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. We dedicate this carillon in memory of Etta Lee Conrad and in glory to God. Amen. You may make your way back inside. Please stand for the confession. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose steadfast love endures forever. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not followed your path, but have chosen our own way. Instead of putting others before ourselves, we long to take the best seats at the table. When met by those in need, we have too often passed by on the other side. Set us again on the path of life. Save us from ourselves and free us to love our neighbors. Hear the good news. God does not deal with us according to our sins, but delights in granting pardon and mercy. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You are free to love as God loves. Amen.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you are always more than ready to hear when we come to you in prayer. You gladly give more than we either deserve or desire. Pour upon us your abundant mercy. Forgive us those things that weigh on our conscience, and give us those good things that come only through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
We're going to go directly to the psalm. The psalm is Psalm 138. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart.
Lord God, I will sing your praise.
I will bow down toward your holy temple and praise your name because of your steadfast love and faithfulness. When I called, you answered me.
You increased my strength within me.
All the rulers of the earth will praise you, O Lord.
When they have heard the words of your mouth,
they will sing of the ways of the Lord.
And praise the glory of the Lord.
The Lord is high, yet cares for the lowly.
Perceiving the haughty from afar.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you keep me safe. You will make good your purpose for me.
O Lord, your steadfast love endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands.
The reading will be from Colossians. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the wholeness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through faith to the power of God who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcisions of your flesh, God made you live alive together with him when he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. Word of God, word of life.
Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we ourselves forgive anyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.' And he said to them, 'Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him." And he answers from within, "Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything." I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given. Search and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. For everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there any among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if a child asks for an egg, you will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Isabel, will you come too? Hi, Sawyer. Thank you for coming up, Isabel. Hi, Cameron, and Kaylee, and Kate. Good morning. Are you all doing okay today? Yeah? Well, I need a little help from you this morning. You see, in the gospel lesson that I just read, the disciples saw Jesus praying and they said, "Can you teach us how to pray?" And Jesus, instead of giving them some kind of magic words or teaching them exactly how to pray, Jesus instead teaches them a little bit about who God is. And Jesus says that God is like our parent, like a father or a mother, and that when we pray, Jesus wants us to talk to God like we talk to our parents. And so I was thinking that since Jesus wants us to talk to God like children talk to their parents, who better to help me with my sermon this morning than some children, right? So a couple Sundays ago, I talked about there are some words that we use in church. They're kind of big churchy vocabulary words. And we sort of think or assume that everybody knows what they mean. But the reality is that not everybody does, but we don't want other people to know we don't know, so we sort of pretend that we know what they mean. Well, prayer is something else in the church that we think everybody kind of knows how to do, or they should know it. And so it's just one of those things that we think everybody knows how to do, and so we don't often talk about it. And I don't think, teach how to pray as often as we should. Because the truth is, prayer can be hard sometimes, right? Like, if you were ever asked to pray in public, why might you feel like it's a hard thing to do? You're in public and people are watching you. Maybe you're worried about what other people might think about what you say. You feel kind of nervous or anxious. Yeah, it's one thing I've noticed in my years of doing ministry that when I ask folks to kind of pray before a meeting or pray out loud, people get really nervous because I think they're afraid that somebody's going to say, "Oh, I can't believe they prayed that way," or, "Oh, they prayed those words." We're really worried about what people might think about what we pray. And so prayer sometimes can make us really nervous. But I think that's because we have fears or anxiousness about saying just the right thing or doing just the right thing in prayer. And the truth is, prayer is such a big topic that I could talk to you about prayer every Sunday for a whole year and still not cover anything. So to talk about prayer in just a few minutes on one Sunday isn't covering everything, but there are a couple things that I want to make sure you know. So one, prayer was really important to Jesus. Prayer was the way that Jesus talked to God and that he spent time with the Holy Spirit. And so in the Gospels tell us that over and over and over again, Jesus spent time in prayer. He spent time talking to God and sharing with God and telling God the things that were on his heart and the things that were on his mind. And so that's a model for us when we kind of wonder, well, what should prayer look like for us? We look to Jesus. Jesus spent time sharing his heart and his mind with God. And so when the disciples ask Jesus, "Hey, can you teach us to pray?" Jesus says, "Well, first, you're going to pray our Father," because Jesus wants us to pray like children, like children talk to a parent. So what are some of the things that you talk to your parents about? What did you say?
I just feel sad because my mom is sick.
You feel sad because your mom is sick? That is sad.
And Spencer.
And Spencer is sick? Well, I will pray for them.
Those two, they pop up and then they get sick.
So when you're feeling sad, do you talk to your parents and tell them what you're sad about? Yeah, you can FaceTime and tell them, sure. What are some other things that we tell our parents about? Yes, Kaylee? When you have a bad day at school? Absolutely. Do you like to talk to your parents about good things that happen? And bad things that happen? and hard things? What about if you need something? Can you ask your parents for something if you need something? Like at bedtime, I need more water. Or if you get a hole in your britches and you need a new pair of britches, or that's what your dog does. Your dog bites you? Cameron, what are some things that you talk to your mommy about? Do you tell your mommy when you're hungry? Or you tell your dad when you want to go outside and play? Yeah? So really, we can talk to our parents about anything. About good things, or hard things, or things that we're thankful for, or things that we need. We can talk about all of those things with our parents. And you know what? Our parents love it when we talk to them and share with them, because they love us so much. Yeah. And in baptism, God adopts us as God's children. So we are God's children, and God is our parent. And we can talk to God like we do to our parents. Absolutely. Since this is a little bit longer of a children's sermon, I've got a couple more things to say. But do you guys need to take a stretch break? You need to stretch or get some wiggles out? I know we're up here for a long time. You have any wiggles you need to shake out? Your foot hurts?
No, I used to get it, it used to hurt at my daycare, and it was just with this one.
Is it doing better now?
Kind of?
It still hurts? I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so the other thing I want to make sure you know about prayer is that sometimes we get really nervous, like, is God going to hear my prayer, or is God going to answer my prayer? And we put so much pressure on ourselves to think that maybe every time I pray, I have to fold my hands or bow my head or get on my knees. And those are really good things to do when we pray. But if we don't do those things, it doesn't mean that God isn't going to hear us, because our prayers still go into God's love and God's ears and God's heart. So sometimes we worry that if we don't do the right thing or say the right thing, that God might not hear our prayer or answer our prayer. And that's just not true, because there's nothing that we can do or say that will make God hear us any more or any less. Just like there's nothing we can do or say that'll make God love us any less. And the same is true for the words that we use. Sometimes we get really nervous, like, am I saying the right thing? Or did I say it right? Did I ask for that right? We can get really nervous when we pray. Like, we feel like we have to get it just right. Well, there is no right way to pray. And there's no wrong way to pray. Because God, as our parent, loves us and just wants us to come and talk to God and share. And so whether you're on your knees praying with your hands folded and head down, or you're laying on your bed at night looking at the ceiling, or you're playing outside, or like me driving my car, God hears us when we talk to God at all of those times. And you know what? Sometimes prayers don't even need words. Have you ever thought about that? That sometimes when we feel like, oh, I just can't even think of the right words to use into prayer to talk with God, sometimes prayer doesn't even need words. The Bible tells us that when we cry, that the Holy Spirit takes our tears and our cries and offers that to God as prayer. So maybe when you're so sad and you don't have words to pray, you don't have to worry about not having the right words, because God can take our tears, our moans, our cries. Have you ever been so much in pain that you just kind of moan or groan or even scream? The Holy Spirit even takes those and offers those to God as prayer. So really, prayer doesn't even always have to be about words. But what I want you to remember is, God hears us all the time, no matter what. We don't have to have the right words. We don't have to have the right way to pray. God hears us no matter what. So I thought maybe we could end our time together by each offering a couple things that we're thankful for and that we need, and then we'll pray those together. So what are some things that we can thank God for?
Family.
Family? Yes, Kaylee. For food and water. What would you like to thank God for, Cameron? Maybe for your toys or the new tractor that your family has? Yeah? Sawyer, what would you like to thank God for?
For everything.
For everything? Okay, and I want to thank God for all of you. And what's something that we can ask God for, that something that we need God's help with, or something that we just want to ask God for? Can you think of anything you want to ask God for? Maybe we can pray for your mom and Spencer who are sick.
They can eat soup.
They can eat soup, but we can pray for them too. What would you like to ask God for, Cameron? Well, my dog George is sick right now. Maybe we can pray for my dog George to feel better. Yeah. And are you, what did you say?
I'm sick.
You're sick too?
No.
No. Oh, why is George sick? We think he ate something he shouldn't have. So he has a really bad stomach ache. Because he ate something he shouldn't have, and it upset his tummy. I think his tummy must be a little bit sensitive. Yeah. Is there something you'd like to ask God for, Kaylee?
More food for animals.
More food for animals. I love that. Peaches make your stomach upset? But you tried them again and it's okay now? Oh, it's still not okay. Okay. Oh, when you were a baby, you got sick from them. And you went to the doctor and the doctor helped you? Yeah. Well, let's pray together. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. And for each other. For food and for family, for our toys and our tractor. Thank you that you hear us when we pray to you. Help us to share with you what's on our hearts and minds without being afraid that we're doing it wrong. We ask that you would be with all of those who are sick or not feeling well, and that you would provide food, more food for animals. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning and staying a little bit longer to help me with my sermon.
Living together in trust and hope, let us confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son.
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
Trusting in God's extraordinary love, let us come near to the Holy One in prayer. Rooted and built up in Christ, we pray for the church. Embolden church leaders to take risks for the sake of the gospel, and equip the baptized to proclaim your extravagant love for the whole world. God, in your mercy, rejoicing in the works of your hands, we pray for the natural world. Make rivers and lakes, oceans and all waterways sparkle with your radiance. Protect water sources and strengthen those who defend them. God, in your mercy. Interceding on the behalf of the vulnerable, we pray for the peoples of the world. Inspire all rulers and governing authorities with your justice. Guide the work of legislators and public officials that they advocate for the well-being of those they serve. God, in your mercy. Persistent in prayer, we pray for our neighbors in need. To all who have hunger, give daily bread. To all who have bread, give hunger for justice. Open us to the cries of those who suffer, especially Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, Latifa, Carrie, Joe, Boyd, Gyla, Mary, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. God, in your mercy. Abounding in thanksgiving, we pray for this congregation. Bless the prayer and fellowship ministries in this place. Call us together in times of praise and blessing, trouble and sorrow, in your holy name. God, in your mercy. Buried with Christ in baptism and raised with him to new life, we give thanks for your saints who rest in your eternal presence. Join our voices with theirs as we sing of your great glory. God, in your mercy.
Receive the prayers of your children, merciful God, and hold us forever in your steadfast love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share a sign of God's peace with those around you.
My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout universe display. Then sings my soul,
my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down lofty mountains grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. And when I think that God His Son not sparing sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. And take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Thank you.
pray. God of love, you call us beloved children and welcome us to your table. Receive our lives and the gifts we offer. Abide with us and send us in service to a suffering world. For the sake of your beloved child, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also
lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God, you alone are holy. You alone are God. The universe declares your praise. Beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath, we praise you, O God. Generations bless your faithfulness. Through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future. We bless you, O God. We give you thanks for your dear Son at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now. We thank you, O God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering, within this meal, among your people, throughout the world. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, through Jesus Christ, by your Spirit, in your church, without end. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In Christ's presence, there is fullness of joy. Come, come to the banquet, for all is now ready.
Thank you.
Please stand. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need, and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Go in peace, serve the Lord.